So that was Tara Kanangura. Super cool. I love the EP. She is a Juno nominated artist from Toronto, Ontario. This song's from her EP Extraordinary People, which covers the complicated topic of being a woman caught between two worlds, and it tells her experience of growing up as a Sri Lankan Canadian and never really feeling the safety of fitting in, but also learning how to take power from that and like love that part of herself, which is so cool. And the EP is awesome. I especially love the other song Lisa Turtle and Name Song. It's just awesome. Go check her out. Get on the bandwagon early so you can be one of the original fans who are like, she was always awesome, what are you talking about? But anyway, let's get back to more music. I hope you enjoyed those last couple songs. I've got a whole bunch more for you, which is kind of the more rock section of today, which made me happy. It was fun doing that, and we'll start off with a song from with a band from Halifax, Nova Scotia, some with a place where I have my pen pal, and the song is called I Can't Be Yours. It's from their album Last Everything, which had like a million songs on it. So if you like this, then definitely go there, check it out. After that will be a band called Telegraph Jungle, and then there'll be New Age Healers, and then Down the Leaves, which I'm excited to talk about when it comes to that. But first, here's a little promo for a show that happens on Sundays at 9 a.m. here at CJSF. We have so many different shows to listen to. You can basically anything you're interested in, just look around. There's tons of cool DJs, tons of cool people making awesome, awesome stuff to share with you. And if you like it, then maybe go check it out. It's on Sundays at 9 a.m. And we'll get right back to the music, starting off with June Body after this little trailer. So stick around for more.
Hello, I'm Justine Willis-Toms, host of New Dimensions, heard Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. As you know, we are living in both challenging and exciting times, prompting more people to seek new solutions and to engage life more fully. New Dimensions explores vital topics with some of the world's leading thinkers, from science and religion to politics and medicine. Join me on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and together we'll explore New Dimensions on CJSF 90.1 FM, the station that is diverse, independent, and yours.
Closing up every door, 'cause
That was Down the Leaves from their album Dirt with the song Douse. It was so cool finding that. Some awesome post-noise rock. And they're from the Okanagan. The lead singer is named Laura Lee Schultz. They describe themselves as having roots from Vancouver and Belgium. And this whole album was so cool. If you like that song, definitely go check it out. It's called Dirt. That's actually kind of what made me click on it in the first place, because Alice in Chains is my favorite album from them, is Dirt. So, and I'm so glad that I found it, and I hope you liked it. And that's almost time for me today with you. I hope you enjoyed the music I got to share with you. I have one more song for you from a band called Narwhal from the U.S. It's their album is called Altered States, and the song's called From Her Hands. But I'm so happy I got to be on air right now, had a little break. Tomorrow's going to be a little bit stressful for me. So this past hour has been really nice to kind of check out and just focus on playing some good tunes and have fun with that. And I hope you enjoyed the music as well. I hope that this was a bit of break time for you or wherever you are and listening. I hope you had a great day, and that you're taking care of yourself, and that you come back to CJSF for more, because we're always here for you. And so this is CJSF 90.1 FM. I hope you have a great day, and I'll see you next week at 3 p.m. Bye! Yeah.
bird note. It's a cool morning in late September. Two young great horned owls are roosting alongside their parents, perched out of view in a dense stand of trees. Compared to the adults, the owlets are a richer brown, and their cat-like ear tufts are a bit shorter. Otherwise, the four birds look alike. Compared to many birds, young great horned owls remain with their parents a long time. Robins, for example, are fending for themselves only 6 weeks after they hatch. Our owlets are now almost 7 months old. These two hatched in early March from eggs laid in late January. The mother incubated the eggs for a month, never once leaving the nest. During that month, the male great horned owl was the sole provider. By April, both parents were hunting through the night. They airlifted in meal after meal to the rapidly growing young. Everything from delectable ducks to smelly skunks. But for the last 2 weeks, the adults have not fed the young, and they are hearing about it. Today could be the final day the family group roosts together. For any night now, the young owls will strike out on their own, moving beyond the home territory of their birth. For Bird Note, I'm...